We did the ESPN College Pick'em Contest for the entire season, and now they have released the ESPN Bowl Mania Pool, where we pick all of the bowl games against the spread. So, of course, we got to put in an entry for that. This is Winning Cures Everything. It's a college football podcast. I'm your host, Gary Seegers, and you can follow me on X at GaryWCE. Bowl season starts with games tomorrow. That's right. So today, Friday the 13th, we're going through all 47 bowl games. I'm going to pick every one of them against the spread on a whim. That's right. We're not pulling up sheets today because, in all honesty, stat sheets don't really matter when you get to bowl season because of opt-outs, transfers, coaching moves, etc. So we're going to pick each game against the spread just using what knowledge I can remember off the top of my head, and we'll see how it does at the end of the bowl season. So let's fire away with game number one here. Let's go on and pull it up. You see, of course, Bowl Mania, you can win up to $1 million. Okay, that sounds good to me. Let's start it off. Jackson State, South Carolina State, the Heritage Bowl. I'm going South Carolina State. I like their defense. Duck is all over them. Step on a Duck 1 on Twitter if you know what I'm talking about. I like what he's talking about there. South Carolina State, I think, is the better team. So let's go with the SC State on that. Western Michigan plus 10.5 against South Alabama. This one's on Saturday night, which is why we had to get this thing in quickly. I don't know if Gio Lopez is going to play. I don't think he is. This line is now down to about 7. I'm going to go with the CLV and go with Western Michigan. I think their offense can keep up here, so I'll take Western Michigan. I think it's just a few too many points. And Fluff Bothwell's out, et cetera, so, you know, or at least he's transferring. So Memphis, minus 1.5. This thing's all the way up to 4.5 now. Seth Hennigan, they've got a hashtag. It's like, one more for Seth, or win one more for Seth, whatever it is. But Seth Hennigan, the quarterback, is going to play. Memphis' whole team looks like going to play. Mario Anderson, the running back from Memphis, potentially not going to play. West Virginia, excuse me. They have got all kinds of guys that are in the portal, etc. Neil Brown, not the coach anymore. He got fired. They've hired Rich Rodriguez, etc. We're going to take Memphis. I think they're motivated. Ryan Silverfield has won every bowl game that he has coached in, and that's a nice change for Memphis. They're looking for their 11th win of the season. Western Kentucky, plus 7.5 against James Madison. Okay, this one's interesting because we don't know who's going to play for either team, really. I'm going to roll James Madison here, minus the 7.5. Western Kentucky, I think, is down to their third-string quarterback, if I'm not mistaken. What are you going to do? They've got all kind of guys out on their offensive line, et cetera. The offense has not been very good for the past month of the season. Just a ton of injuries there. James Madison's defense is legit. And if Western Kentucky can't score, even though James Madison's going to have a backup quarterback in because Alonzo Barnett is out, I think they're going to be just fine. UNLV plus 1.5 against Cal. Fernando Mendoza, the quarterback for Cal, out. We think he's not playing in this game. It seems weird, right, to be picking against Justin Wilcox, but Wilcox is a favorite. Not a big fan of that, but I am a big fan of Wilcox with extra time to prepare. We just don't know exactly who's going to play for Cal, and UNLV, they haven't won a bowl game since 2000. I think they're going to be fired up for this one, so we'll take UNLV on that. Georgia Southern and Sam Houston. Sam Houston's whole team is in the portal. Casey Keeler, their head coach, took the Temple job, so okay. I don't know exactly what to make of this one. I like Sam Houston's defense, but that's assuming everybody plays. I'm going to go with Georgia Southern, minus the 5.5. I don't feel great about it, but, I mean, how can you even know who's going to play, what these teams are going to look like, et cetera, right? Ohio and Jacksonville State. This one's the Cure Bowl. Ohio favored by 1.5. I kind of like Jacksonville State. Both of these head coaches have taken bigger jobs. Jacksonville State's coach, Rich Rodriguez, of course, took the West Virginia job. Ohio's coach, Tim Albin, took the Charlotte job. there's not a single Ohio player that has entered the transfer portal. And while I do like Jacksonville State and whatnot, this Ohio defense is pretty legit, and they've been able to run on basically everybody. They demolished Miami of Ohio in that MAC championship game. Now, Jacksonville State did the same thing to Western Kentucky, but that's a little bit different. I'll go ahead and take Ohio minus the 1.5. I think that that team, that culture, is really, really good, and I think they're just a bit more talented than Jacksonville State. Tulane and Florida. So on the BetUS College Football Show, I took Tulane plus 13.5. That thing's up to like 15 now. But this number got locked in when the bowls were announced and when the lines initially came out. And these are the ESPN bet lines. So there's a big difference between a team that's favored by 15 and a team that's favored by 9.5, right? Tulane's quarterback, Mensa, is gone to Duke. So they're going with the backup, Ty Thompson. I like Thompson to kind of showcase a little bit here. Not a ton, obviously. But Florida, you know, they got a bunch of guys injured. They got a bunch of guys potentially in the portal, et cetera. I'm going to go Florida minus the 9.5 because I think that they win by double digits. But the 13.5 seemed like a bit much to me. 15, I feel, is way too much. But, yeah, we'll go ahead and take Florida minus the 9.5 on that one. College football playoff games. Indiana plus 8.5 at Notre Dame. This one's the Friday, December 20th game. I kind of like Notre Dame here. It feels weird betting against Indiana. But I think Notre Dame is built more like Ohio State than they are some of these other teams that Indiana has just crushed this year. So we'll go Notre Dame on that. Penn State, minus 8.5. I'm rolling with that one. Again, line of scrimmage game. I trust Penn State here. I don't think SMU's got the dudes in the trenches. Clemson at Texas. I like the favorite again. I mean, it feels weird, that many points, but I've seen Clemson against good teams this year. They've not been very good. The only good team that they were able to beat, that they were able to do anything against, was SMU. And honestly, they, looking at the way that the game went, just based on numbers, they probably should have lost that one. Post-game win expectancy had them at like a 35% chance to win the game with the stats that they got. So, you know, I'll take Texas here. I think that they are significantly more talented, significantly better coached team. Which Clemson fans, don't get mad at me. I just think that Steve Sarkisian and that bunch has got a lot of stuff going here.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
Ohio State, 7.5-point favorite at home against Tennessee. There is a world where Ohio State just runs them out, but there's also a world where, and I've talked about this multiple times, I wonder what the vibes are like. If they get out to a slow start, does the home crowd turn on Ohio State after the Michigan game? Very interested there. Tennessee's front line, I think, should keep this thing close. Low scoring, close game. I'll take Tennessee plus 7.5. UTSA minus 6.5. And this one's in the Myrtle Beach Bowl. So it's a home game for Coastal. I'm going to take UTSA. Coastal is down to like their third or fourth string quarterback. They don't have a quarterback on the roster right now that has thrown a collegiate pass. They got 23 guys in the portal right now. UTSA, I think, is fired up to, you know, keep that winning season streak alive. I like UTSA quite a bit here. Northern Illinois and Fresno State. Again, Fresno, a lot of guys in the portal here. Northern Illinois's got guys in the portal as well, but Thomas Hammack, he's got a culture built there. Fresno, their offense was not able to get very much done at all. Mikey Keene, their quarterback in the portal, I don't know if he's going to play, and he's already rumored to quite a few different places. Tulane, I think, is one of them. And so I'm going to take Northern Illinois under the field goal here I kind of like that one. San Jose State and South Florida. San Jose State, I think this is, you know, win one for Nick Nash kind of thing. Don't feel great about it, obviously. I don't feel great about any of these. But I think San Jose State, they've already been out to Hawaii before. They're used to this. South Florida, does this end up being just a, hey, we're going to take a mini vacation out here? But I'll take San Jose State and in that offense. Yeah. Ken Niumatalola, he knows what he's doing. It's the same thing with Alex Golesh, but still. That South Florida offense kind of got rolling with the backup later in the year. Byron Brown, I don't believe, is going to play in this one. He's still hurt. And so Pitt, a 9.5-point favorite over Toledo. This one's in Detroit. Interesting spot here. I like Toledo as a dog, typically. I don't really like Pitt as a favorite. The Cade Bell offense worked really well to start out with, but eventually that thing fell off, and yeah, I don't really trust the offense to put up a bunch of points. Vince Karras, I believe is the guy's name, the defensive coordinator at Toledo. Really good defense with Toledo. They don't do well as a favorite. I like them better as a dog. We'll take Toledo plus the 9.5 on that. All right, Kansas State, favored by 6.5 over Rutgers. This one is this one in San Diego? I think that's right. I think, so this one's tough. Rutgers, I think, is going to be fired up for this. Here, let's go back to standard view, and they'll tell me these bowl games. There we go. All right, this one is, of course, it's not going to tell us what the bowl game is. Oh, the Guaranteed Rate Bowl. I think it's San Diego. Kansas State, when they go up against the defenses, just has not... Avery Johnson hasn't looked great in some of these spots, especially when they are supposed to win. However, new season, I don't think that Johnson was healthy for a lot of the season. I'm going to trust Kansas State here to be able to get this done. I don't like Rutgers' offense. Arkansas State and Bowling Green. Looks like everybody's going to play for Bowling Green. Arkansas State is... A lot of people call them fraudulent, but they just continue to find ways to win games. I like Bowling Green. I wish this thing was under a touchdown. I'll take Arkansas State because their numbers are terrible. But if you go and look, they really didn't play their starters in some of their games against like these big P5 schools so that they would be in a position. I mean, they're 7-5. They're not terrible. So I'll take Arkansas State plus the 7.5 there. The Lockheed Martin Armed Forces Bowl. You always go with the Service Academy. Always. So Navy plus 9.5 against Oklahoma. That's the direction that we're going there. The Birmingham Bowl. Georgia Tech has got Eric Singleton is going to be out. Diego Pavia is trying to get another year of eligibility. So Vanderbilt going to have all hands on deck for this. I don't like Georgia Tech as a favorite. Give me Vandy plus the 2.5 in Birmingham. Georgia Tech is the better team. They are. But, man. Okay, the Liberty Bowl. Texas Tech going to Memphis to take on Arkansas. And this line has flipped. I'm going to go with the line here. Give me Texas Tech plus 2.5 on that. This one's interesting because Arkansas's got a lot of guys out. I mean, that Texas Tech defense is atrocious. My allergies are killing me today, and I still want to do this video. So, yeah, Texas Tech plus 2.5. They're favored by like 3 now. So, big moves when you started to see like starting offensive linemen transferring out and all that kind of stuff for Arkansas. DirecTV Holiday Bowl. This one out in Cali. John Mateer is still with the team. He's with his family, kind of deciding what he wants to do. Washington State looked terrible to close out the year. They were 8-1 at one point. They lost their last 3, gave up a ton of points. Syracuse, I think, is going to win this one by well over a touchdown, probably double digits. So give me Syracuse there. The Las Vegas Bowl, A&M against USC, at least name brand wise, everybody should be motivated here. USC, you know, no backup quarterback here. 84% of the people have picked Texas A&M. That's the direction I'm going as well because I think this thing is at least at a field goal, if not more now. So we'll go with A&M. North Carolina, 5.5-point favorite against UConn. This UConn team is tricky. Jim Mora has done some pretty outstanding stuff here. Like, I kind of like this team. So I'm going to take UConn. I think they're going to be able to run the ball, slow things down. How motivated is North Carolina here? I don't think very, because Mack Brown got fired, and there's guys in the portal. Bill Belichick, the new coach, of course. Very interesting stuff. The Bad Boy Mowers Pinstripe Bowl. Boston College is +4.5 against Nebraska. Dylan Raiola looks like he's going to play. They have swapped out, you know, the defensive coordinator took the job at Florida State, so there's going to be a new guy there. They promoted from within, so it should still run the same thing. But they got a bunch of defensive guys gone. I like Bill O'Brien and what he's doing with Grayson James, the new quarterback. Thomas Castellanos is, of course, going to Florida State as well. But, yeah, I like Boston College +4.5 there. The New Mexico Bowl. You know what? Nebraska hasn't been to a bowl game since 2016. You know what? I'm still going to take Boston College. Nebraska could win by a field goal. They'll still be excited. There you go. All right. The New Mexico Bowl. Louisiana +8.5 against TCU. I'm going to go with TCU. Louisiana, I don't know what their quarterback situation is. Chandler Fields? Or is it Chandler Rogers? Chandler Rogers is the one that was at Cal. It's a Chandler at quarterback. Anyway, he got hurt in the MAC, in the Sun Belt Championship game. So, Raging Cajun is probably on a third-string quarterback. That's not good. TCU, they have figured it out. Now, it depends on whether or not that running back, Savion Williams? Savion, all these names are starting to run together, my friends. But the running back, they just really let him do his thing. And when they started doing that, they started winning more games. They ended up 8-4. Sonny Dykes has kind of figured some things out. I'll take TCU here. Iowa State and Miami. Cam Ward said that he's playing. Okay. If that is the case, they're going to be able to out-athlete Iowa State. So let's just take Miami +2.5. I think they win the game outright. The Arizona Bowl, who is going to win this matchup? The Miami Redhawks are 2.5-point favorites against Colorado State. Miami gets dinged in the portal every year. Colorado State has got some guys injured and whatnot. Yes, Miami looked terrible in that MAC championship game. Chuck Martin always bounces back. He does well in bowl games. Let's take Miami at -2.5. The Military Bowl. NC State -5.5. They're already talking trash about North Carolina. East Carolina, they got the coach that they want. Seems like most of their guys are going to play. Kind of the same thing with NC State. NC State could out-athlete these guys. How motivated is NC State to play in a game against an in-state opponent? That's interesting. Give me East Carolina just on a whim. +5.5. I think that their offense has definitely been rolling. Didn't look good against Navy to close out the year, but I still like East Carolina +5.5. Interesting spot here, the Alamo Bowl. Can you go against Colorado here? Because Coach Prime said that all their dudes are playing, and if their dudes are playing, they're more talented than BYU. This thing's all the way out to 3 at this point. I kind of want to take BYU, but at the same time, Colorado -0.5. Yeah, we'll take Colorado here. Yeah, that's what we'll do. Army -7.5. Marshall has nobody that's playing left. I mean, their quarterbacks are in the portal. Everybody's in the portal. Doesn't look like they've got anybody that's really interested in playing this game. And anytime you are playing again, I mean, and this thing's in Shreveport on December 28th at night, it's going to be cold. It's very windy in Shreveport coming off that river. Like, it's going to be ridiculous. And going up against Bryson Daly and that bunch, whew, this number at 7.5 is a joke, because this thing, at the current betting line, is all the way out to like 2 touchdowns. So I will take Army -7.5 in this. The Music City Bowl. I'm going to take Missouri against Iowa. I know that Luther Burden is not playing in this game. I don't think it matters. Iowa is still on their third string quarterback. And Caleb Johnson, I don't believe, is playing, the running back. So I'll take Missouri because Caleb Johnson was Iowa's entire offense there. Alabama, Jalen Milroe is playing. Jahad Campbell is playing. Like, all these guys are playing. They are trying to get to their 10th win. Still, 13.5, and we know what kind of defenses have given Alabama problems. Michigan has a good defensive front that can create havoc, that can get in Milroe's face, and when you do that, you can make him make mistakes. So I don't think that Alabama is going to win by 13.5, so I'll take Michigan here. But I do think Alabama wins the game. Current spread on that's like 10. Louisville against Washington in the Sun Bowl down in El Paso. Let's take Louisville. I think they're a little more motivated than Washington. I think they've got better players than Washington. But Washington, I mean, that's a team to look out for going forward. Jed Fish knows what he's doing. But this was just a rebuilding job in his first year. So we'll take Louisville -5.5. Tyler Shuck might not be playing in this. I'm still okay with it. Still okay with that. Give me Louisville -5.5. The Citrus Bowl, South Carolina against Illinois. This number has kind of bounced around. It was 13.5. It's come all the way down. It's back up. It's coming down. I'll take South Carolina. This is a bunch that is fired up. They want their 10th win. Illinois, numbers-wise, not very good when they play against really good opposition. South Carolina, I would consider to be really good opposition. That's a team that really had a reason to be upset about the playoff. Because they probably should have been there. Baylor and LSU in the Texas Bowl. This one on New Year's Eve as well. Baylor +2.5 against LSU. I'll take Baylor. I don't know who all from LSU is going to play. I like Sawyer Robertson. I think that Baylor's offense is going to be able to score on LSU. Nussmeier is playing. Yeah. You know what, LSU, never mind, we're doing LSU. This is what happens when you go on a whim, right? I haven't done a whole lot of research on these games yet. We'll get there, obviously. I'm going to be spending the whole weekend going over the bowl slate. But yes, we'll take LSU -2.5 on this. I'm going to take Penn State to win this one over SMU. So I like Penn State -0.5 against Boise State. Texas, I like Texas against Clemson. So, in Texas, I would have favored by double digits over Arizona State. Give me Texas to win that one. Tennessee or Ohio State against Oregon. You've got Oregon as a half-point dog. That is ridiculous. Although, regardless of who gets there, I do think it's going to be a close spread. So, but I'll take Oregon in that one, coming off of the bye week. Notre Dame, I like them over Indiana. Also, Georgia without their quarterback. You know, Gunnar Stockton's going to be the starter for Georgia. I like Notre Dame. Duke against Ole Miss. I liked Duke whenever Malik Murphy was going to play. Now, I think I'm going to have to go with Ole Miss -12.5. I don't know exactly who's going to play for Ole Miss. But I do know that Duke's offense was terrible with Murphy. I don't think it's going to get any better without him. And they're already kind of prepping for next year with Mensa coming in. North Texas and Texas State. This is an old rivalry game in the First Responder Bowl. This one on Friday, January the 3rd. I'm going to take North Texas. I know Chandler Morris has announced he's transferring. A lot of teams that might be interested in him. Memphis potentially won. Very curious here. I think that offense can score enough points against Texas State. Give me North Texas +7.5 to keep it within that touchdown. Minnesota and Virginia Tech. Virginia Tech fired their defensive coordinator, their offensive line coach, etc. We don't know if Kyron Drones is going to play in the game. I doubt it. Minnesota, they always show up for these games. It's under a field goal. Give me the Golden Gophers. Buffalo and Liberty. Liberty is not going to have Caden Salter. I think Liberty's got some other guys that are transferring out. Buffalo, think going to be more motivated than Pete Limbo's. Pete Limbo took this team from like 3 wins last year to 8-4. They're not great. They just understand how to close out games. Give me Buffalo plus 2.5. All right, on this one, I've got Penn State against Notre Dame for one of the playoff spots. I'll take Notre Dame in that spot. Oregon against Texas over here. I will take Oregon to win that one. And then here, let's see, which one is the Orange Bowl? Capital One Orange Bowl, Notre Dame. Give me Notre Dame. Give me Notre Dame to win the national championship. I know that sounds insane, but you gotta try something. How many points will be scored in the national championship game for the tiebreaker here? Let's do 52. Why not? And submit. And there we go. We're in. We are in. All right. Check out TicketSmarter.com. Use the promo code WCE10 or WCE20. You'll save $10 or $20 on your orders. $10 off an order of $100 or more. $20 off an order of $300 or more. That's WCE10 or WCE20 at TicketSmarter.com. Also, Go Sleeves, the best compression sleeves on the market. The best kinesiology technology makes your joints feel better. Right? Elbows, knees, ankles, etc. You got sleeves, you got socks, you got compression shirts, you got gels, everything. Go and check it out. Do some research. GoSleeves.com/WCE. Use that WCE promo code to get 15% off there. Both of those, by the way, tickets and compression sleeves, great Christmas gifts. Highly recommend. Highly, highly recommend. All right, and don't forget, if you like my stat sheets and whatnot, bettingcfb.com. If you want to hear me talk more just about random crap, you can do it over at bettingcfb.com. A lot of bonus content, etc. over there. With that said, let's get out of here. Take care of yourself. Take care of each other. God bless college football, and hopefully all of your tickets cash this week. Thanks for listening to Winning Cures Everything. Make sure and follow me on Twitter, @GaryWCE. If you want to toss in a question, you can email me, Gary@WinningCuresEverything.com. Make sure and hit that subscribe button, and we'll see you next time.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.